was one thing that hit it into him. I thought it went very well.
Well, we tried to, we just hoped that we could be a good host and set a good example and so forth. I think I'll go back to where we were when we talked. We are very anxious to talk to this man anytime that he feels that he can talk in his own interest with the problems that he has with China, with North Vietnam, and with his satellites. We try to, we don't want to shove him and rape him and cause him any embarrassment. We said to him that he and all the other high officials were welcome in this country, and we'd like for him to come and travel and visit with us and exchange views and appear on our television. I did that shortly after he went into office. I repeated it in the State of the Union message. When we heard about this Thursday night that he might come, although he had never told us about it, we took steps to immediately re-invite him and his group, and we told them that we would give them any attention that they could accept in the light of their problems, either here or at some convenient place away from here. We suggested White Sulphur, Hot Springs, or David, or any other place that might be convenient. They came back. We've digested their paragraph very carefully. He does not say that he wants to talk to us, or he has anything he could discuss, or that he feels it would be profitable or anything. He said at this time, I'm just here to visit the United Nations on this special matter, and I'm not here for a visit in the United States. So we conclude from that, right or wrong, that he does not want to talk to us about anything substantive, that he does not want to bring in Vietnam at this stage, that we have this problem with him, the ship. We have other problems with him. We don't know whether he... what his situation is, but we hear rumors that his Central Committee is meeting, and there's gonna be something shake up there, or they're going to take a new position, and it's probable that he'll leave before his time's up. We don't know how accurate that is. We have a lot of rumors. And our people pick up things that are not too reliable, but they were filling up their planes today.
Really?
And we don't know whether that's just to keep them from the condensation part of it. You got to have so many, but they called their men off of a rubberneck tour to go back out there. Of course, we're watching this. Now, I ask Gromyko tonight, again, to a lot of people want to see him. Your communication and Bobby Kennedy's in, and different ones are negotiating with him kindly. I think that's very bad. I think we ought to have one voice, and we've got to look at all the things that come out of their pot and all the things that are in our pot, and try to conclude. I do not think that it's any good to just go to a summit for the privilege of seeing the fellow and getting my name in the paper, and I don't think I'm that persuasive. But if he has any willingness or any indication to want to talk at all, why, we are making it abundantly clear that we'd be glad to. Now, tonight we're saying to Mr. Gromyko that the President deeply regrets that the Chairman felt that he could not come to Washington or could not come to any of these other places, that he interprets that to mean that the Chairman does not feel that he's in a position, in the light of his alliances and associations right now. We understand he got burnt pretty bad in London, although he didn't do anything in London but pass on a message. He got credit for a lot. A lot of our doves thought he had a peace treaty worked out, kind of like Bobbitt's peace treaty. But he didn't. He just passed it on. But the Chinese just rose up in arms. and I think it caused him some problems. So we're saying that the president deeply regrets that he got to confine his attentions to this Middle East thing in the United Nations. However, if the chairman feels like that at any time in the days that he's here, the time allotted him, that he could possibly spare any time to discuss any plans or policies or programs or problems that exist between us, from non-proliferation to ABM to Vietnam or to anything else, whatever he might choose, the president would be very happy to try to work out an arrangement with him. Now, we don't want to wrestle with him any more than that, but we're going back with that. And it's out that I invited him to Washington. He turned it down, and we suggested other alternatives. He turned them down, and he did it just a very strong statement that he was here just for the United Nations. So we'll live with that one if we can, quietly, for the next 2 or 3 days. I appreciate you not quoting that I've gone back to him or not saying it, because I don't want to put any heat on him. But I don't think there's a better use of my getting you down here at the White House to talk to you if you don't want to talk to me, and if you don't feel it would be productive. Now, we have told him this is the third time, and this is high authority every time, direct from the president, that the president's very happy to give him a social party, to give him a luncheon or dinner, talk over substantive matters, to meet at any one of a half a dozen places. And I think, as the head of the country and president of the United States and in our country, that we ought to be polite and we ought to be hospitable. That's one reason I took every inflammatory word out of that speech this morning. Yeah. And then I went back and took some out of Arthur Goldberg's tonight. When he started talking speech he's making tomorrow, I just cut it out. He's let me see. I just went over here and called him in New York. Told him
that we get on that. Couldn't I say this? Of course, it was people you know and so on and so on. And my point is, you two might get along in a way you don't know here as individuals.
Well, I think that
maybe it'd be better you didn't try to solve anything your first meet.
Might be, but you can't solve anything. The fellow doesn't want to meet with you. Now, we've given him every chance.
I'm not sure he's in that view. That's what I was trying to test. If you could go to Arthur Goldberg's for a day or two and put in the pen.
I'm not going to the United Nations at all. I think that's very bad, and everybody I talk to thinks that for me to run up there, that's why I made this speech this morning.
Oh.
I didn't want to go to the United Nations. We just think that's the worst thing I could do, because I can't do anything. He can't compliment me up there. We got to have a confrontation, and I don't want a confrontation. I'm trying to avoid getting in a fight. Arthur says tonight, and Mr. President, once again, there'd be no bar to an arms race in the area, which, if recent reports are true, has perhaps already been begun by the Soviet Union itself. Now, it has. It's going in there in a hell of a way. They've sent 200 planes in there in the last few days, loaded with MiGs and stuff. And they're just firing it up big. But I changed the speech and said, and Mr. President, once again, there'd be no bar to an arms race in the area. Period. Just cut out the recent reports that the Soviet is loading them down, because he's got to answer that. And I think if he has the slightest willingness to talk about anything, he has the door open to him. If he doesn't, I can't make him. And,
I thought yours, knowing him only, if it wasn't the first meeting, if it was preliminary, there's a lot of logic. I just hoping that he could get some feel of you and of the country and take back with him, because none of these people have been here. And none of them know you, or you don't know them. Goddamn, it isn't going to be something I like. It's just the alternative, if it keeps on getting worse. I thought this morning, I thought when I read that we'd had the biggest bombing raid we'd had in 8 months, I thought he'd think, well, that was just for his benefit. I'm sure that that wasn't so, but that's the way it would appear to a foreigner.
No, it wasn't, and has no connection with it at all. And matter of fact, it wasn't. What they said, we had more sorties go out, and what it meant was that you had the best June day that you've had since January. That's what that meant. They didn't hit any important targets. They weren't over any sensitive areas.
You bombed Hanoi. I don't know.
We didn't bomb Hanoi yesterday. We've got a line around Hanoi. We've drawn a line around Hanoi and I bombed too. That's secret.
I don't know. Goddamn, I just think it's important for you to.
I do too, Bill.
People.
Bill, now do you know anybody that wants to any more than I do?
I can imagine, you know, being so embarrassed by the complete collapse of their pals over there that they're awful. They got a chip on the shoulder and they're awful touchy. But that's the main reason why I thought he was.
We didn't wait for him to tell us he was coming. We went into him on Thursday night and we said, we want to see you. We'd like to talk to you. And I've known you a long time, and I'm pretty persuasive, but sometimes we don't always agree. And just seeing you won't do the job. You've got to have a little frame of mind, too. And we said, we'd like to see you. And we'll see you socially. We'll see you at a luncheon. We'll see you in Hot Springs. We'll see you in...
I bet you that fella would like to see you. He's got to protect himself from these allies that are eating his ass out because of what's happened to him.
Well,
they're in bad shape, you know.
If he wanted to see me, well, we could... it's a matter of minutes from his place.
The hell out of him to say he wants to. I was trying to think of a way where...
He says at this time. He's not here to visit the United States.
Yeah. I thought maybe it happened without his saying so. If something could be done, it would be kind of a happenstance. I know it's hard as hell isn't for you. I can't minimize the difficulty. But on the other hand, I'm worried as hell the way this damn thing looks. People that are beat, you know, can be very dangerous. You know the old story of the cornered rat. They can be a lot more dangerous than the people who are doing pretty well.
Yes, I think so, but I don't think that... I don't think we're going to do anything to embarrass him or to provoke him. That's what I'm trying my best to avoid. But I've been in three times now, and I've gone in again tonight.
I thought his damn speech was pretty stinking myself.
Well, I thought that...
I didn't think
it was as bad as I had expected and not as bad as some of the things Khrushchev said and did. On the other hand, I think his information about America's conduct in the Arab world is as faulty and inaccurate as his intelligence is on Nasser's capabilities.
Well, I think he must have known what I mean. He misrepresented it.
Oh, yes, but he didn't know it. He wouldn't buy their statement that our planes participated in bombing the Arab world. He wouldn't take that one. But he did buy this stuff, that we were there inciting them. And there's no man in the world that did as much and got condemned as much by everybody from Eshkol on down as I did for not inciting him. I told them, I said, you will not need to go alone unless you do go alone. And we will take our time and we will find some way to open the straits. But if you get out here and cut loose and act irresponsibly, why, you'll develop a lot of sentiment in this country, anti-Semitism and every other damn thing. And we just think it'd be highly irresponsible. And we got them to put it off. They held it off for a week, told us they'd hold it off for another week. But then when Nasser said he's going to wipe them out and he moved this stuff up there, and Russia passed on the message that he was going to attack Syria, why, they couldn't hold it anymore and they had to jump. Back to the central point, there's not going to anything come from just two men talking unless both of them are willing to and ready to. You go down the street in the red light district and the girl runs out, tries to get you in your stall, you're not very anxious if she's trying to rope you. You might go in if she just stay in there and be halfway decent and be courteous. Now, that's what we're trying to do. We went to him Thursday night. We went back to him when he arrived here. Now, we've gone back to him again tonight. I'm doing everything that a man with honor and dignity can do that's president of a country who's living in that country. And I'm saying to him tonight that we regret very much that you feel that you're just visiting, you're not prepared to visit the United States. But if you should conclude at any time while you're here that you have any time available to discuss any substantive matters, or as for that matter, social visit, the president wants to... Thank you.